looking good, but not out here. Spending all day looking for your cigarettes or your glasses, or plugged into high-minded conspiracy theories about all the piano-playing cats trained by the government and uploaded by devious civil servants to subdue your mind. I guess that's why people say that musical pets are the new opiates of the masses. But just don't forget, nobody actually says that. And it's true, the true oddballs are stationed in the market towns, and all your meats are ex-military personnel with dark browsing histories, or children's entertainers with questionable intentions. And all the village shops, and all the village shops are definitely manned by robots. So is this the kind of catharsis you are after? Strange shapes appear in the mirror when you're not there, and you can hear people's skin crack at regular intervals, or when the sun comes out. They've got your number, they'll be seeing you. Better stay in from here on in. And sometimes when you close your eyes, with those blooming Jimmy Savile's painted on your inner eyelids, other times it's Yoko Ono's on treadmills, stretching out into infinity. But there's Kermit the Frog doing up his flies on the beach, on repeat. These things all reinforce the need for a proper occupation. Fine clipped toenails and still growing near the basin. A little camera in the shape of a bit of an eggshell in the bread bin. Surveillance wires disguised as bits of spaghetti down the side of the oven. Looks like the cleaning's not working. And today the birds are flying unusually low to the ground, and the insects are flying unusually close to the clouds. There's all sorts of inversions that you need to get your head around. Clerical workers are lurking in the long grass with the remote controls, dog shit bags and their sons. And God only knows what they've been feeding the ducks. And God only knows what they've been feeding the ducks. And God only knows what they've been feeding the ducks. Some out of flour wine or some sourdough, but that's the kind of thing you're meant to do around here. Wrap it up in old brown paper and you can sell it for a fortune to all the city weekenders. If only you didn't have the weird feeling that your arm is not your arm. That your arm is not your arm. And the strange plants growing in the outcrop near the village have been plagiarizing your dreams. Oh, and everything's conducted in hushed tones in a market town. I'm not sure what it was.